Well, look, I don't know if we were 13 points a better team or not, but the I just remarked to the Monaghan men, we have worse weather in Donegal than most other parts of Ireland, so we're well used to dealing with that weather. But listen, the boys tried really, really hard. And we just mentioned a couple of incidents there. Darragh O'Connor's turnover for the goal towards the end of the first half was massive at that stage. His point kick-started the thing for us as well, which was very, very important. Hugh McFadden just the game of his life out there. You know, he just was fantastic, and a lot of really, really strong performances and a really good work ethic. And the boys tried really, really hard on a really bad night for football. And you know, you have to be very, very proud of them more than anything else.
Yeah, and as you said, we might be used to the weather, but it still took you time to adjust, and Monaghan looked dangerous early on. They did put you under a bit of pressure.
Yeah, they did. You know, it was always going to be that way. You know, you had to try and find your feet here on that kind of a night. And then the light failure didn't help matters either. You know, you were holed up in the changing room for an extra period of time that you didn't really want at this stage of the evening. It's been a long day for the boys. A lot of them are travelling since lunchtime to get to the meeting point in Letterkenny. And you know, and then we were just ready for action, and the thing was kind of rug pulled from under us a wee bit. But look, We're very, very happy to be in the final. You know, that was our goal at the start of the year. We've lost two finals now, you know. So hopefully it's a case of third time lucky.
2-5 to 2 points up at half time. You were in a good position.
We were. I thought defensively we were very solid. We looked to be able to deal with, you know, majority of what Monaghan were throwing at us. You know, there was a big level of endeavour in our boys to get back and fill the spaces and make life difficult for Monaghan. So I think that paid dividends. And then, you know, we have a couple of very good athletes in the team that are able to run the ball out of the defence and link the play well from back to front, and that makes a big difference. And then, as I say, Dara was very good out front.
Did you take the eye off the ball for a while in the second half, because they got the goal and a point and threatened for a while?
I don't think so. You know, in every game of football there's a period where you know, teams are going to have their purple patch. You know, they're going to be on top, and they're you know, and it's about weathering the storm when that comes. You know, there's never a match where teams on top for 60 minutes. So, you know, we always knew that was going to come. And, you know, we said in the changing rooms, if we were in their shoes, what would we do? You know, you would come out and throw the kitchen sink at it, and that's what they were going to do. And thankfully, we were able to withstand it, and we got a couple of scores then on the break, and, you know, it got us over the line.
Yeah, 9 different scores, I think, I counted tonight.
Yeah, that's pleasing. You know, we don't, I suppose, look at that too much. You know, it's just the processes that you go through to get the scores and get the scoring chances. You know, we probably hadn't too many wides, and our shot selection was very good, and things like that are pleasing. You know, the first game's always a tough one. You know, a lot of nerves and a lot of you know, it was uncharted water for a lot of the boys. And once you get the first day over, you can kind of find your feet a bit for the second day. And you know, we had 2 weeks together there to get ready for this one, and so now we're back into the sprint finish again now with a week for the final. So look, we're looking forward to it.
Weather conditions were bad, playing conditions were poor. Should that game have been played tonight?
Well, if you ask me now, I'll say yeah, but in fairness, we did look at the pitch at the stage, and you know, where we were doing a warm-up, there was definitely a puddle of water at that stage. But I think the pitch held up very well. It was very hard under the surface water, which is a good sign. The pitch didn't dig up, you know, so look, that's not my call to make, I suppose, and we're just delighted the game went ahead now, and we can look forward to a final.
Tyrone is going to be in the final.
Yeah, they're a team we know very little about. We had a healthy rivalry with them at the start of my tenure. I drew them here, the first year and the second year. We shipped a heavy beat in the first year, and we got our revenge the second year. We haven't played since. They're not a group of players we know an awful lot about, apart from the fact that they got to the All-Ireland final a couple of years ago where they lost to Mayo. So they definitely have footballers. Tyrone always have a massive amount of footballers, and they have a couple of players in the senior team. But look, they're under a management team of Fergal Logan, Peter Canavan and Brian Doher. You know, all fellas that need no introduction to anybody. And you know, they had a weekend in Donegal in February where they were they used to get their preparations underway, and they put a massive amount of effort in. They've been together since well into summer last year, so they're going to be a huge challenge. We know very little about them. We'll get a couple of DVDs now, hopefully, and get a look at them, and we'll reassess the situation then.
Yeah, and I know you're part of the senior backroom team. Will you be having a chat with Rory Gallagher about Hugh McFadden and Ryan McHugh? A big game coming up in Castlebar on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I've always said that the senior team's the flagship in any county, and Ryan is an integral part of that. Huey's really having a great debut season, and playing last Sunday in a lot of ways is a double-edged sword while you risk the chance of injury. You know, those two boys were walking on air on Sunday after the game. You know, they were walking around at 2 men that are 10 foot tall, and you can definitely see that in them today. You know, the Huey's run at senior level has definitely boosted his confidence, and you know, he was just fantastic out there tonight. So while there's a concern, obviously they're going to get hurt, you know, there's for and against the argument. And
you won't be having the chat with them.
Oh, we'll be having the chat with them, yeah. But, you know, I see both sides of it, you know. I see both sides of it.